Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. Did I switch mics on you again? I got to readjust it. See, Dad tuned me in, you know, a long time ago. And then one service somewhere, I switched mics on him. So he had to go figure it all out again. But praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God today. It's good to have a desire in our house to be here. You know, many people just don't even have that. It says, blessed are they that even hunger and thirst after righteousness. And I thank God that I've got a thirst in my heart for more of the Lord. Ooh, my. Well, go ahead and say amen. We don't need no reserve when it comes to worshiping God.
No way.
We don't.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Remember, I said that a few services ago. Remember, Brother Roy back there said, oh, no, too much praise in there. It just ain't in the scriptures. He's worthy of more than what we could ever do, brother, sister.
Amen.
It's good to have Sister Mary and family with us today. God bless you all. It's good to have each one of you here pressing the battle. I know it's been a fun season already, hasn't it? Amen. I mean, that's the truth. We do live. I preached 9 services on it, brother, sister. This is Satan's Eden, still the same. And it might go from 30 degrees to 80 degrees, back down to 10, and all over the place. And our bodies might be come under the weather, as they say. But we've got a promise above the weather.
Yes, we do.
We do. And you need to keep that on your lips and in your hearts. Never let the devil bring you back down. You've been translated into the kingdom above all that the devil ever give you. Just
amen.
That's right. And don't forget, faith ain't reasonable.
No, it's not.
It's totally irreasonable. It makes no sense at all.
Amen.
But God said it. I believe it. And that's it. It settles it. I'm done. Don't even worry about it. Hallelujah. Well, we'll turn our Bibles here in a minute. I want to give you a little update. Had a good visit down there, and as I told my wife, it was the fastest yet the slowest. Certain ways, it just felt like, man, we were there and turning around before it even happened, you know. And in other ways, when the kids, they were throwing up some, and it affected my wife on the last day there. And I don't know, I guess I'm feeling good. I just thank the Lord for that. But God got us through it. Kids did all right. We went to church Wednesday night at Brother Nathan Bryant's there in New Albany. He's literally, he just keeps moving closer and closer to Ellie's dad. So I just appreciate that. You know, we almost can walk there now. So the last 4 times we visited, he's been in a different building. So I don't feel so bad now. At least when we go change, I'm praying one and out. You know, that's it. We're done. And he's in 6 months. He's a different one. 6 months, another one. Now I think they're good for a while. But got up. They asked me to sing a special and things. And I'm just going to share what he did because it really touched my heart. But I made some kind of comment that we were looking at a building and things, and just praying the Lord work it out. And came up to me. I was going ready to get home and on Friday, and he texted me and asked me if we could meet up real quick, and we worked something out. And he gave me an offering. He said, I heard you say that about your building, and I've been saving my tithes up for a reason, and I felt led to give it to you. It was a significant amount of money. We'll put it that way. But he said, and I want to get your address because I want to send you more too. And I mean, I'm trying to hold back tears as he's saying this, but you know, I'm here for a reason. We're here we want the kingdom of God and to spread and to get to those that need to hear it and to have other brothers get behind you and support you. It's really humbling. Amen. So, as of right now, and I'll just share this with you, as of right now, the way everything's laid out, we've got $8,000 still to figure out where we're going to come up with it. But I believe God has provided a big chunk already. He'll take care of the rest of the way. And I thank Him too. I've had a renewed vision, not just about a building so much, but as us here and what God's doing with us. And you might not see it, and I don't see it in my flesh, we'll put it that way, but the Word is there. And it promised there's going to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. And you have to believe that for yourself, that this is the last great push for the kingdom of God before God will come, take this bride off this earth, and that's it.
That's right.
And the world will go off into chaos and everything, but we'll be enjoying a marriage supper with the Lamb. God, help us to press and to stir and to really just put our hearts in the line that's what we really believe. And we know it's true, for these things have never failed. And we ought to be busy till Jesus comes. Amen. I think that's it. I got the calendar kind of read up for next month. We might change some things around. That's just the way it goes. I like to throw a draft up there. But for those that want to come to prayer, you always tell me if something ain't working out right and we need to do something else, that's fine, because I want those that want to be there to be able to come. That's for sure, because I don't want people missing out that want to come and pray. Now, if we move it and you don't show up, well, that'll be it. So that's happened before. And I don't believe in being led by people necessarily, but I do being led by the needs of the people that are sincere and have concerns and things. And I like to make accommodations if I can. Maybe we just have prayer every Saturday, you know, and if you want to come, you come. If you don't, you don't. So, no, that's all right. We won't go that far yet, because then y'all feel convicted you can't make it some week. Yeah, I won't do that. Well, it's good to be in the house, Lord, again. If you have your Bibles, I don't really have a series for this just yet. But let's turn to the book of Jude right there before Revelation. Right there in the book of Jude. Thank you, Lord. Just about every title I've been getting here recently, it's almost like a song comes with it. So I might be coming the singing preacher here in a little while. Amen. But it just, this one's just a little line that the Lord might make a song out of. But Jude chapter, or it's just Jude, and there's only one chapter. Let's go to verse 20. I was just reading in my Bible the other day, and it's really stuck out to me. Pray the Lord blesses us today. Jude verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. I like to preach today, our New Year's message, the keeping power. The keeping power. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. Every head bowed and your heart as well. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to God as we approach His Word? The raised hand. God bless you, brother, sister. God sees those needs. Believe now with all your heart as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering the saints again today and giving us a thirst to be in the house of God, knowing that the world is depressed, the world is in darkness, the world is heading towards chaos. But a voice has come and called our names and pulled us out of that chaos and brought us to this glorious light. And Lord, we come with humble hearts, knowing we weren't worthy, but we thank the one that was, that took our place. And we come with thankful hearts and raising our hands and raising our lives before you, that Lord, we believe what the scripture says. It's just a reasonable sacrifice to live for you every day and to give our lives as an offering for what you've done for us. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you so much. We pray now as we've come to the house of God. You said, ask abundantly that your joys might be full. And Lord, we lay those needs on your altar because you told us to, Lord, and we claim it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hear every heart's cry today, and may Satan be defeated in every life here. Lord, we commit this service to your hands. Speak your word, Lord, and let us have ready ears and ready hearts to receive it. Mold us in your very image, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today. Just going to go ahead and do this. That's for sure. I know we've been kind of keeping a little cooler here recently, and I guess Dad made a little warmer. I don't know. You all doing okay? Amen? Amen? No. We got funny faces. We got hot faces. We got cold faces. Just learn you can't do it. Just have church. All right. Amen. Here in the book of Jude, as I said, I was reading just in my daily reading. I'll tell you what, that'll get you a lot of blessings right there, brother, sister, if you just learn to read the Bible every day and pray every day. And as Brother Branham was asked a question one time, and he said, how can I grow closer to the Lord? How can I get deeper in the love of God? And man, we were all ready. We all had our pens out. We were all going to scribble down the formula and going to get this figured out, how we're supposed to serve the Lord. And what he said, just read your Bible and pray every day. Read your Bible and pray every day. And if you look at what struggles you have and how hard it is to be a Christian this day, I guarantee that's the first thing Satan took from you. That's right, brother, sister. That's the first thing he'll take away from you. And we've typed it all out from the fruit down to the leaves, down to the bark, all the way down to where you don't even have a life no more of serving God. But I'm not interested in glorifying Satan today. I'm interested in the power of God that I know is greater and more powerful than he ever could be. And God has given that power unto his children. We've got a world that's literally falling apart on every side. It doesn't matter if it's education or politics or the governments or our food and our houses and our loans. And everything in life is falling apart. We've got a generation now that's been raised in an internet age, in a microwave age. Everything just comes instant gratification. But we found out that that little bit of taste is just like eating dessert all the time. Oh, it tastes good in your mouth, but when it comes to any sort of lasting benefit from it, it's just not there. And we're living a life now where we believe, oh, as long as somebody likes my Facebook post, I got friends. As long as somebody sends me a text, then I feel important. And you know what? For that little bit of instant, yes, you do. But what's the problem? There's no lasting effect to it, because at the end of the day, you realize, I don't have any real friends. Because the second you're sick, what do? Oh, they'll give you a message. They'll like your post. Say, well, we're praying for you. Look how quiet we got. And that's good. I mean, that's better than doing nothing, but it's not a whole lot better than doing nothing. How about instead of saying it, you just actually do it? Because what did Jesus say? When you do your prayers, he says, when you give your alms, do it in secret, because God will know that you did it and will reward you openly. If you care about what men think about it, yeah, go ahead. Post it all day on Facebook and think that you're doing some great thing for the kingdom. We can use it for the kingdom, praise God, but the kingdom ain't made to live on the internet. The kingdom is made to live in a human heart day in and day out. And God knows where you really get on your knees and pray for people. Amen. And not just one of these, well, I guess I have to. If I don't, I'm going to feel convicted. That's just selfishness already. How about you actually care about someone else for a minute? Because we live in a world now where that ain't, nobody preaches that. It ain't about caring about others. It's about what you can get out of it. We've brought that into the message, that people come to church just to get what they can get out of the service. They're not interested in giving back to the Lord Jesus. But I pray that we don't come that way. Amen. We come to give to the Lord, knowing that he promised to fulfill all our needs.
Right.
Hallelujah, brother, sister. And the last thing you need to stop doing is not praising him for what he does.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if you got no voice, you can't talk, you can't, just say amen anyways.
Amen.
We spend all our voice telling everybody about our problems. Don't tell them your problems. Tell them the solution.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because I know we're in Satan's den and we got to deal with it. That's right, brother, sister. You ain't going to just go through life, never have no troubles, no trials, no sickness, no pain, no heartache, sitting in Satan's den. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
You're going to go through it. But what do you do about it? Whoo, getting real quiet today. Why? Because too many times we let that pressure dictate the way we act, when we ought to let the Word of God dictate the way we act.
Amen.
Amen. We've got a world that's falling apart, but when the world needed a Savior, God was not short to meet the need. God sent us a Savior.
Amen.
God sent us a remedy to all of life's problems. And what does man do? Instead of just relishing in the light of God and saying, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the truth. Yeah, it tore sin out of my heart and it made me feel like a sinner and it made me repent of my sins. But thank God I didn't stay that way.
Yeah.
Woo, glory. And it's remedying my soul and it's taking that evil heart of unbelief out. And it's filled it with a heart of faith, full of love, joy, and peace that the world can't even understand. You can go. Keep trying. I dare you. I don't, actually. I don't want you to. But you can go out there, drink as much as you want, do as much drugs as you want, get on as much internet as you want, and run and do every pleasure in the world, go on vacation every place and the world has to offer. I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, you're going to be more depressed than you ever were. There's no satisfaction in the things of this world.
Amen.
Amen. Because what do we realize is it doesn't matter. A man can be a mighty man, have much money and women, popularity, and everything that the world tells you to run after. But at the end of the day, what doesn't he have? He has no keeping power. He makes money, and what happens? It disappears. He does all his work to build an empire, and what happens is Solomon says, he says, it's all vain, because once I'm gone, I got to give it to somebody else. And how do I know he's going to take care of it? People live for this life so much, no wonder they don't have any joy, because there's nothing. You end up like Solomon did. After he had went, he said, I took pleasure, I drank, I did everything that the world had to offer. And at the end of the day, it was all vanity. If you're still believing, you're going to find something out there. I'm telling you, you're on a devil's rabbit trail, and there ain't nothing to be found.
Amen.
You're walking into a desert. Promise of God laying right before you. It's like the children of Israel all over again. Promise laying right before you. Grace is provide everything you need. But you decide you're going to find your own way to do this. Now what happens, instead of just walking right into the promised land, which would have took them about 4 days, they walked around in circles for 40 years.
Right.
Listen now, and many people think their great mistake was complaining and whining. Now that was part of it. They reaped for that. But grace would have overshadowed all of that.
Sure would have, amen.
But they sold out grace, brother, sister.
That's right.
It's happened again in our message. I'll get to that in a minute. World's falling apart. This is out of Jehovah Jireh, 1962. Listen. It says, look, God, after he'd made the covenant with Abraham, grace had already provided a prophet deliverer for them down in Egypt to carry out the word of Abraham. Remember Moses under the bush. God said, I have heard the cries of my people, and I remember my promise. Before there was any law, grace provided it. Grace had provided a sacrifice for their guilt, a lamb. Grace had provided a covenant, circumcision, was already been provided before the law. Grace had provided a pillar of fire to lead them, following a prophet, a security that the prophet had told them the truth. It was the word that he was talking about. They know that God had promised it, and here was the pillar of fire confirming it. What a double security. Amen. Grace had done all that, but they wanted something for their self that they could do. Have their own creeds and denominations and what more. Make Pharisees, Sadducees, something they could do their self. Man is always trying to save himself. You can't do that. God has already done it. You just have to accept it and believe it.
Amen.
Pillar of fire to lead them and guide them, to lead them in the way. Lead them in a way, a power. Grace had provided a power to condemn their enemy and make them free. The power had already been given. They crossed the Red Sea. They had smote Pharaoh. They had done all these things with grace. And when then they exchanged grace for a law, but they had nothing. That had nothing to do with the royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
The royal seed has tried to do the same thing, go back under the same kind of a creed instead of taking grace and the word and believing it. Went back, but there will come forth a royal seed.
Amen.
Right there, what we read there, many people take this. Now go back in Jude with me for a minute. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. So it goes to show you right there that you are tied into this, brother, sister. God has given you a will. God has given you a free moral agency that you get to choose what you want to do. If you want to say amen this service, you'll say it. If you don't want to, you won't say it. If you want to praise the Lord, you'll do it. If you don't want to, you won't do it. You can give me all the reasons in the world why you're doing it one way or the other, but at the end of the day, you get to choose what you want to do. Amen. And if we would take God at his word and realize that God thought long and hard about what he was going to say before we ever got it, and there's no variableness in it at all. It's all true from Genesis to Revelation, then we should be just as much bold to take that word, put it back on our lips and speak it forth.
Amen.
And say it's got to happen just the same. But what gets in the law, what gets in the way is our laws that we come up with, getting away from the keeping power of God and acting as if we're the keeping power to our revelation. And I pray this hits long, deep, and hard, because as long as you are keeping yourselves, you ain't being kept at all.
Amen.
Right, amen.
Hallelujah. You're done. You're defeated. I'll tell you right now, you might wear a smile, fake it all you want. You'll go home defeated.
Right.
You go and the Holy Spirit even get a hold of you, use you, you feel great. But at the end of the day, if you're still trusting in your own keeping power, you can't rest at night.
Amen.
You still got a gloomy face. You still got a heart. Oh my, out on the outside it looks great, but down on the inside you're broken. Why? Because you're broke, brother, sister. You and me broke. We're empty. We're in the prison house. No way out. But somebody else came.
Amen.
Somebody else came, went down into that prison house, found the keys, took them from the devil, and unlocked you out of there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, my. I'm trying to take a little bit of time here. But grace provided this, brother, sister. He says, but beloved, look what he says. He says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Not your most holy works. Your most holy faith.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get faith?
Oh,
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. But it's the gift of God.
Amen.
And if we can recognize that the Almighty God who had all the universe at his disposal, and here he sees his children down here on earth, and he thinks, you know, he's a good father, as we know. Jesus said it. He said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more does your father know how to give good gifts to them that love him? And he says, there's your children, there's his children there. And he looked the whole world over. And what did he find to give you? The word.
Amen.
And what does it do? Sits on the shelf. What does it do? Oh, we can read about everything else, but for some reason, this is just hard for me to read. Then you get, King James is just too difficult. It's just too hard. But you go look up some science thing and look up all those words and figure out what all that means. And then you can, you know, go show up your buddies and show, oh, I learned the word of the day, and it's some crazy 20-letter word that, good job. But you won't put no diligence toward the word of God? But I'm going to tell you right now, the Word of God is so simple, a child wouldn't err therein.
Amen.
I've explained things to my son that I've watched theologians go around scratching their heads about, and he gets it like that. Why? Because he don't go through our intellectual filter. He goes through the filter of the Word of God. That God said it, and that's the way it is, brother, sister. When God calls me a son, I don't sit here and try to figure it out. I look in the mirror and say, I don't look like a son of God to me. But I said, the Word told me I'm a son.
Amen.
Because the Holy Ghost has come to me. God has called me out of the world. I've repented of my sins. I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I have the token sitting in my hand.
Amen.
I'm a son of God.
Amen.
And that faith, brother, sisters, what gets you out of the pit every time. And I hate that. I hope y'all quit doing it. I don't know. You might be putting me in these trials. But I go through some of the deepest lows anymore. I said, what in the world? Why do I do? I find myself doing some of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life.
Sure.
And then you know what happens? Something stirs up in me and says, get up and fight anyways.
Amen.
Amen.
And you might, now look, you got to fight for yourself, but look, just imagine trying to be the pastor. And it's Saturday night. You sure don't feel like a Christian right now. You sure feel like I wasted a lot of time. You sure feel like, what in the world am I doing here? I'm supposed to preach tomorrow.
Amen.
But then the love of God begins to boil to my heart, like what we just read there. It says, keep yourselves on your most holy faith. Going back to, Lord, I still believe though. You called me. I didn't call myself. You called me. And then you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You begin to get in the Spirit. What happens? Faith begins to rise. You begin to say, God knew this was going to happen, and that blood's still there.
Amen.
God knew this was going to happen, and he still sent him white as snow. God still knew this was going to happen. And when he called me, the Bible says he's already glorified me.
Amen.
I'm already in heaven. And then you begin to raise up. That's how you keep yourselves. What did he say there? Keep yourselves in the love of God. Glory to God. It's not the works of God. It's the love of God. This is where you fail, is because you try to earn God's favor instead of just expressing love to him.
Amen.
Glory to God. And don't tell me you can do it at home, but you can't do it in the house of God. This is the one place you ought to let your heart run free.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Keep yourselves in the love of God. What are we supposed to be looking for? Looking for the mercy. Not the judgment of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Too many times we got people worried about everybody else's sin instead of their own. That's why they get in trouble. You're looking for the condemnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking for the mercy.
Amen.
I ain't saying compromise. A man's doing wrong, he's wrong. That's right. What are you going to do about it? You're going to go and take him out and beat him on the head and hope he figures it out one of these days? You can't do that, brother, sister. But I'm here to tell you, you can't do nothing about it.
Right.
First, you don't make excuses. Don't compromise. There ain't no compromise in the Word of God. It's 100% right. That's right. So is this message. That's right. I know people want to go and interpret that anyway, but when it comes to this revelation, 100% on the Word. That's right. You can't find it in the world. You show me anywhere else where they're getting a bride ready by rapture and grace. You show me any other message that says we got to go home and the only way we're going to get there is we're going to have rapture and faith. Where's that outside of this message? It ain't there. Show me even the baptism of the Holy Ghost getting preached anymore.
Right.
All it is just some intellectual conception of accepting Jesus. And if that's all you got, I'm here to tell you, the devil accepted Jesus that way.
Right.
Because after he said, if thou be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, but then he raised from the dead.
Uh-huh.
Said, okay, that's the Son of God. And many people in this day, look, brother, sister, we're at the end time. And what's going to happen? Do you think the world's not going to figure this out? They will. But it'll be like every other age. It'll be too late. Uh-huh. Already be in the tribulation and judgment, looking around, looking for a way out, and realize that the way out was gone a long time ago.
Right, amen.
Because even in the tribulation, I don't want to get too much into it, but I believe there's a period of a year or so where there's going to be a bounty and plenty, and it's going to look really great, but then Satan's just going to pull a rug right out underneath of it. Sure. The world's going to fall apart. And the bride's going to be gone long before any of that even happens. That's right. The devil cannot incarnate his Antichrist until the bride's done gone.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. Let them bring all the nukes they want. Let them tell them how the market's going to crash, and I ain't going to have this. I ain't going to have that. I ain't going to be able to serve God anymore. They're going to make it illegal to preach against sin and things of this world. I do not care. God has given me a promise.
Amen.
That there will be a bride without spot or wrinkle. And I hold the identification that I am part of that bride. And any son of God, any daughter of God with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you have the same identification.
Amen.
As any man in any age has. You've accepted the word for your day, and God has witnessed it by grace.
Yes, sir.
And gave you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're not here keeping ourselves in some sort of power of our own. It is a power that God has put in us. It's the faith by the grace of God that's put in you. Now quit putting it on the shelf and not doing nothing with it.
Yeah.
God don't need a coward. God needs a man. God needs a woman that's brave and willing to take that faith and say, you know what, I'm going to take a reproach for this. I'm still coughing just the same as I ever was, but I still believe God's promise.
Amen.
I'm still going to go to the job and they're going to say, man, you say, you say, no, I'm not. I'm feeling great. Some people think you can't do that. We've got so intellectual in this message, we don't even believe in that. When the prophet himself, that's how he did it.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. The keeping power has been placed in us by the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that's not you and me, brother, sister. It's him.
Amen.
That's why the preaching of the Godhead is, as we know, we've got many that believe the Trinity and have God the Father up on his throne somewhere, and Jesus, I don't know what he's doing now. I guess he's laying on an altar or something, and then there's some birds flying around of the Holy Ghost. And somehow we accept that, and Jesus said we get all three somehow. I don't know how that's going to work, but the three different people, and we don't even know who we're praying to, what we're doing, and nothing even makes sense. But when you recognize that that ain't the picture at all, that God, the eternal Spirit, was on the throne. He created himself a body, which we understand was Melchizedek, the theophany. And he stepped into that and on his throne, and then he made angels to worship him. And that was still, there wasn't the sense of feeling like we have here. It was a different sense. Don't ask me to explain it. I don't know. You tell me why light's passing through here. You tell me where the sound waves are coming from. You tell me why time's even moving right now. And I'll explain what God was like at that time. There's some things, as much as man thinks he's smart, he's dumber than a box of rocks. As Brother Bram said, a mind can sit there and make a rocket go up into space and leave the very thing that gives him life.
Right.
Sitting there looking at a blade of grass, don't even know why it's growing. Why is it growing? Why does it know to go down and not die? Brother, sisters, God on every side. Hallelujah. But that same God, the eternal Father, which was the Spirit, there was no separation. He was the Spirit of God. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. But then God desired to be tangible. God wanted us to have feelings. Don't rebuke your feelings. Just bring them under the Word of God.
Amen.
God gave you those feelings and expressed your love back to Him. So quit giving it to the devil and give it to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God decided to make man, and He made man after His image, as we understand. He made Adam after His spirit, and Adam was a spirit. He was both male and female. Both spirits were there because we understand the predestination of God. The bride of Christ was already there.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's right. And then He made Adam a body, and He put him in it, and He put both spirits there. But then He said that my picture's not right just yet. He said it's good, but there's something not good here.
Right.
As Adam's all alone, and I don't like loneliness. Why? God knew all about being lonely. Hallelujah. And He took Adam, He put him to sleep, and He brought a woman out and put that feminine spirit in there. And then He said, oh my, there's my perfect picture. There is my masterpiece. And then what happened? Sin came into the picture. Sin marred the very image, and there wasn't no apple tree that caused the fall. We understand the serpent beguiled Eve. Caused her to commit adultery. The first sin was an adultery, Eve, against Adam.
serpent wasn't on the ground yet. The Bible says he could talk, he could reason. He was more cunning than any animal of the field. You show me an animal that even shows cunning anymore. Hallelujah. Well, they can make a monkey do this. I'm talking somebody come up and talk about doctrine. That's right. He quoted God. He brought the word. They had a good Bible study, it looked like. That's where you get in a lot of trouble. Gotta go figure it all out. Well, that's why you ain't getting nowhere. There ain't no keeping power and figuring it out. There's keeping power and just believe what God said.
Amen.
God said, don't do it. And the devil began to show the fruit of it. And it looked pretty good. But again, it's just an apple with poison in it. That's right. It might taste good, but say you get it down, it'll destroy you.
Right.
Hallelujah. But God knew that was going to happen. And before sin could ever take dominion, before sin ever wrecked the kingdom of God had a solution to that problem. And the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
Why was she slain, brother, sister? Because there ain't no holding ourselves. There ain't no keeping power in ourselves. He knew you'd fall apart, so he kept you. He knew you'd go into Satan's Eden. He knew you'd make those mistakes. He knew you'd be a sinner. But he put grace all over you. And he said, that's mine though.
Amen.
Satan, you can't have that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now what I watch, and I'm bringing this to the believers now, those that's received the Holy Ghost, it's right here in Galatians, if you want to turn for a moment. Galatians 3, this is the problem that born-again believers walk into so many times. Hallelujah. Thank God for His power today. Amen. Galatians 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Or are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Now, brother, sister, there's types after types after types you could take about men that do this. God will come to a man by grace and anoint him with the Spirit for a work of God. David was the same way. David was out there with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came upon him when he was a shepherd and helped him slay a lion and a bear. With whatever weaponry they had at that time, we don't know. But I'll tell you right now, I ain't going against a weapon or a lion and a bear with any weapon you hand to me. I'll be running the other way. Why? Because I don't got no faith in me to beat a lion and a bear. But David had the anointing on him. But what happened is after a while, he began to lose it. When he became king and he had won many mighty battles, there came a time where he decided that he could do what he wanted to because of who he was. David's great sin, that's right, was the one time he got lifted up in pride just a little bit to get over the word of God and say, oh, I can commit adultery, it's all right, because I'm a king.
Right.
I've been blessed for years. God will overlook this. God don't overlook none of that, brother, sister. And began to think that he could establish the kingdom the way he wanted. Later on, you find him falling in another fault and numbering the people and thinking that he could take care of this himself. He didn't need God's provision no more. And I love how Joab came and he said, what are you doing? What are you doing, David? We've beat enemy after enemy after enemy, never worried about this at all because we trusted in the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And you got to bring a reproach and go out there and count the people. See, even Joab recognized he was getting in the flesh. And how that worked out, God was really, those people sitting in the camp, God had to take care of it.
Right.
You go look it up yourself. But see, that shows you how much the whole body's one. But you don't get perfected. God never gives you the Spirit and then just takes it away and says, all right, go on your own now.
Right.
Many people believe it that way. They start out with the power of God in their life. They come because they recognize they've got sin in their life. And they know they've tried. They've tried this, they've tried that. But then the grace of God comes. It overshadows them and they're born again in the kingdom of God. And what happens? Joy, love, and peace. And you realize, oh my, I'm an overcomer. Why? Because you were totally lost, so you accepted total salvation. That's right, not 99%. I'm not holding on by one thread, brother, sister. Somebody held me when I was trying to run away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But what do? We do what these Galatians did. We come up with some rules, some regulation, something we got to get involved with in the plan of God to keep ourselves in the love of God. Sure. I'm going to tell you right now, these scriptures right here, it will fail.
Amen.
When you watch Christians, and I see them with the deepest of sincerity, and this is the balance, and then there's the one that needs to get convicted and don't. Now there's a man living in sin and acts, makes excuses, acting like no big deal. But then there's the man that's sincere, but just gets away from this principle just enough to where Satan keeps you from ever getting up. You do one thing, he just shoves you right down. Why? Well, begin to think I can be perfected by the flesh. I don't know. Is this hitting home or not yet? Because we need to let it get into us and push out all of our works and let God take over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't do it, brother, sister. When God gave man the Spirit, that was his overcoming power. Amen. That was his redemption. That was his way back to the kingdom of God. And there is no other way to be had, brothers. Even in the Old Testament, Zechariah said, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Sure. And if you don't know whether you got the Holy Ghost or not, I'm going to tell you right now, you are not pleasing God.
Right.
You can't be perfect without the Spirit of God. He that hath not the Spirit is none of his. Let me read you some quotes. In the Intervale, 1956, I thank God for his grace today. Hallelujah. Now that's what I find around most Christian lives. Most, I hate to say it that way, but it's true. Excuse me. The most people that can profess Christianity, they seem to have such a hard time struggling time to hold on. I believe it's because a lack of correct teaching of the Bible. There's no such a thing as holding on.
Right.
He done no holding on. The whole Christian principle is based upon rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Don't have to worry and struggle. You're just resting. That's all. Given rest. You enter into peace. The whole thing's finished. Then he who is called is justified. These he's justified. He's already glorified. Let me skip down a little bit. It says, now I find that people so struggle. Seems like I meet people and they say, it's just such a struggle. Have you seen people that way? And there are probably many sitting right before me now that has the ups and downs and the ins and outs. This day, they're all right. You meet them and will they love the Lord today and tomorrow? They're having such a struggle to hold on. The devil is so tempting them, and they're having such ups and downs. Then you meet somebody that's on the hilltop all the time. Brother, there's nothing bothers them at all. Now, listen to this. Are you still listening or are you bored? All right. The devil trying to take this away, but we're going to keep preaching anyhow. Then you meet somebody that's on the hilltop all the time. Brother, there's nothing bothers them at all. Now, there's bound to be something lacking somewhere. God's no respect of person. God doesn't respect persons. He wants all his children to have the same. A righteous father wouldn't give one a dish of ice cream without giving them all ice cream. See? Right. Certainly. He wants you to live. And I'm not talking about gifts. I'm talking about grace.
Amen.
Of course, some are called apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and church offices and so forth. God is placing the church these things. But I'm talking about the measure of grace, overcoming grace to each one.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he elects you to your office. You all praying? Got to get this thing. You better not be giving it to me. I'll give it right back. We'll give it back to the devil. I'm sure glad I didn't stay home today.
Amen.
That's right. You know what? I'm just to the place, and brother, sister, and I don't mean no disrespect. People got their faith and everything, but don't tell me to preach like there ain't no blood sitting there for us.
Amen.
That's right, brother, sister. That blood's still on the altar.
Amen.
Brother Branham said every pastor's ordained to preach divine healing.
Amen.
Not reasonable healing, divine healing.
Amen.
That's right. Sure, God give you a doctor. Praise the Lord for that. But come to the house of God. It's the greatest place to be sick. It's the greatest place to get healed.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't care what devil comes around and tells you there ain't no such thing anymore. I still believe it. And I believe by the grace of God, I've been able to prove it here, that God's divine healing has never left us.
Amen.
He's healed everything all the way down to things doctors said could never be healed.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't give me that garbage. God's given us a message to liberate us by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't you succumb under sickness. Get the grace of God in your heart and say, God, thank you for healing me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
That's right. Use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
I'll just go ahead and preach. I don't know. We'll just have church today. Hallelujah. God's no respect of persons. God don't heal somebody just because they're more holy than somebody else. That ain't nothing to do with it. They believe him.
Amen.
You ain't healed. I'm sorry. There's only one thing wrong. You ain't believing.
Amen.
And God gives you trials and temptation. I'm not telling you, you ain't never going to get sick.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're going to get out.
Amen.
That's right. I don't believe God just puts you in a prison house and leave you there. He teaches us things. He gives us grace to get out, though. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rising of the sun. No wonder he said, this is 1965, no wonder he said, fear not. For now, notice, we are redeemed by him. Not you, not me, not your church, Annie. We are redeemed by him. And now risen with him. That's what Easter means to the people. Risen with him. Notice, now we have his spirit in us, the abstract deed fully paid. Now you don't say, well, I hope I make it. You've already made it. Oh, I don't know. I mean, we said that, but I sure don't think we believe it yet. Oh, we just, you know, well, yeah, I made it to heaven. Oh, really? That's it? No, I think you're still hoping you make it. If you know you done made it, come on, devil, go ahead. Go ahead, I don't care. I done made it. I'm already on the streets of glory. Why? Because God gave me a promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I've got enough grace in your sight that if I told you I'd give you, Brother Austin, let me borrow $10. I'll pay you back next week. I believe he's got faith enough in me to know that he'll take me at my word, that I'm going to do that. And then we take God's word and we say, well, you know, it's good. And then I've watched it. I don't know. This one's kind of different.
Right. Too tough.
So when God said the word all, he couldn't back that up, huh? I am the Lord that heals all thine diseases. Hallelujah. Heals all thine infirmities. Now you don't say, well, I hope I make it. You've already made it. Now I will make it. It's not even that. It's not I will make it. I've already made it. I never made it. He made it for me, see? Not me, him.
Amen.
Well, Brother Branham, they say, I don't care what they say. There he made it for me. That's all I want. That's all I want I'm caring about.
Sure
thing. Hallelujah, brother, sister. Calvary is what? It's a reality. It's happened. It's there. That blood paid for you and me, brother,
amen,
sister, for our path. And not just spiritually, not just emotionally, physically, financially. I don't care what it is. The blood has paved the way for the Son of God to get his need.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're not bound in chains and fetters of sin. If you see him on your hand, you've been deceived, my brother, because the blood has come.
Amen.
And it's taking away all those things. It's not a struggle. It's a rest.
Amen.
You're not the governor in the ship. You're just riding along.
Right.
Amen.
And as long as you keep your hands off the wheel, go the right way.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. God don't need a coward, brother, sister. He needs people as brave, as willing to take the word and take the reproach that goes with it. Say, how am I going to do it? What spirit are you of?
Right.
I've got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
And I've never seen the Holy Ghost deny the word.
Amen.
That's right. He said, Brother Andrew, how do you have such great faith for these things? I don't have the great faith. He has it.
Amen.
And he gave it to me.
Amen.
And he gave it to you.
Amen.
I'm saved by the faith of the Son of God. So when I watch him able to take the burden of the world, the sin on his shoulders and carry it up to Calvary, I can say, I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Why? I'm in him.
Right.
Hallelujah. See, I made it because I was in him then. Just like if you saw the ferry that was there with all the sons of God, it was all wrapped up in that great ship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he took the storms of life and it rocked him left and right. As we understand, the serpent was able to bruise his heel, but he crushed his head.
Amen.
And he was up there struggling in the garden. He said, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." But he overcame. For the joy set before me, endured the cross. I was in him when he did it.
Amen.
You were in him when he did it. If you've been born again, the Spirit of God,
amen,
you were there.
Amen.
So the overcoming already happened.
Sure did.
Amen. He's saying we got to pay for our sins. Yes, but somebody paid it for us.
Amen.
Yes, you had a debt you could not pay. Isn't that right? But somebody paid that debt off. Oh, glory. And this is the power of the token, brother, sister, that the power that paid your sin off, there's more than enough left over to pay your whole family off.
Amen.
Hallelujah, you're not running it out. God will bankrupt heaven before he lets one of his promises not come to pass.
Right.
Hallelujah. Don't resist it. That's the struggle.
Right.
Yield to it.
Amen.
Say, "I can't see it." Don't worry about it. Believe it.
Amen.
God needs brave souls. I can't get over that. You're acting like it's just going to happen. That ain't the way it works. You say it. You believe it. You literally have to train your heart, your mind, your soul to yield to the Holy Spirit and say, "That's reality."
Amen. Yes, that's good.
Amen. You wake up sick, say, "That's reality. I'm well."
Uh-huh.
Amen. You feel defeated. That's reality. I'm victorious in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Feel backslid? No, sir. Reality is I'm back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look, I understand if you've done something wrong. I'm not here to tell you just to ignore it and hope for the best. No, you get on your knees, you repent before God. But you've got to have the faith that the blood paid for it.
Amen.
And to get back up and recognize he gave you the sword of the Spirit for a reason.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you're not using it, who is?
Yes.
The pastor, I got enough to deal with as is. I can't overcome your battles too.
Amen.
Well, the Bible says we'll bear one another's burdens. That's right, brother. I'll pray with you. But at the end of the day, the Bible says we'll bear each one our own burden.
Amen.
Many people put all their faith on a pastor or man or church and everything but the token. And then they wonder why they can't overcome. They wonder why it's good for a week, but not, it's no keeping power.
Right.
Hallelujah. Let me read you a few quotes real quick. I'm getting to my time. I guess my voice is saying it's time. Got to quit taking weeks off preaching. That's just what it is. Every time I'm not here for a Wednesday, I got no voice. Tolkien, 1963, he says, "Now we see that we're living down at the last hours." How many believes that?
Amen.
How many really believes that? This world is truly falling apart.
Yes.
You do all you want. You elect all the Trumps you want. Get all the best people you want. It's still going to fall apart. Because at the end of the day, the foundation is not there. It's a bottomless pit of sin.
Right.
Now we see that we're living in the last, or living down at the last hours. The believers must accept all the word. Notice, it was not just to get together and talk about it. That's all the Jews come together and say. He's talking about in Egypt now when they had to put the blood on the door. So now I'll tell you what, you fellas. You know, I believe that Moses is right. Because look, we see God identifying himself with Moses. Because we see the pillar of fire. We know what happens. We know the identifications that God has given Moses. It's right. You know, he said, "We've got to have blood on the door." I believe that. But you know, after all, I believe I'm just as good as anybody. I'm really a covenant Jew. I've been circumcised. I pay my offerings and tithes into the congregation. Why, even the priest, I ate dinner with him. I'm just as good as the rest of you men are. That isn't what happened. We're not to come together to talk about the message. We are come together to get in the message.
Amen.
And the message is Christ.
Amen.
He is the Word. That's right. We're to get into it. Get beneath it. Yes, sir. That's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
He was not responsible for any persons out from under the blood, not one. No matter who he was not responsible. All had to take not only himself, but his whole family. They're only safe when the token was displayed. We cannot feel safe until the token is displayed. That's right. You must come under this token, God's Holy Spirit, and it displays to you Jesus Christ because it comes and lives in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not works of the law. It's literally receiving Christ in you to where he lives out. Remember, what's the light of the gospel? It's the life of men. It's the life of brothers and sisters that's given over to that word. We use the quote, the message is Christ, and how the world loves to get a hold of that and say, oh, you're the problem is they think like denominational, so they apply that to the message.
Sure.
We're saying the message is Christ, so the quotes and everything that we take the books and things and we put them up like this, and there's our Christ, there it is, and we just all worship it. That ain't what it is. It's the message God has given to us. It's literally Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not about Jesus. It is Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody can preach about Jesus. Everybody can talk about it. But you find me a man of God that can stand. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Turn his back and call people by name. Said, you think I'm looking and getting telepathy? Well, fine, I'll look the other way and do the same thing that Melchizedek did thousands of years ago. Why? Because, well, we believe God created a body there and Melchizedek stepped into it and proved himself God there to Abraham.
Yes, sir.
We believe God made himself flesh and Jesus Christ was born of a virgin without sin, as we understand, bypassed that original sin, but still became one of us.
Right.
He wasn't sinful, brother, sister. He had no sin in him, but he took the sin of the world upon himself.
Amen.
And was made like unto us. And that man was filled with the Holy Ghost at River Jordan. And of course, we believe that miracles could be done by him. He could raise the dead. He could heal the sick. He could cast out devils. And everybody can talk about it. But where's that man? Where's that woman that believes in the power of Jesus Christ's blood? That blood was shed there and it got a hold of me. And it so cleansed this vessel that the same Holy Spirit could come in.
Amen.
And begin to live out the same life once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He could still cast out devils. Could still speak in tongues. Could still defeat the enemy on every side. Could still heal the sick and raise the dead.
Amen.
And deliver captive souls from a life of bondage and give them a life of peace under the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
And God has sent this message to show us that that's Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's nowhere else. People think like a denomination that I'm saying you got to follow Brother Branham, the man. That ain't what I'm saying. But I'm going to tell you right now, the revelation is not out there.
Amen.
Go read the same Bible. They won't find it because it's not these words. That's the Word.
Amen.
He's the Word.
Yes, sir.
And he takes this. Sure, we can read, and I thank God for that. But what are you going to tell a man who can't read? That's why the Bible says, blessed in the book of Revelation, blessed he that reads and he that hears. Because if you can't read, you can still hear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can't read, you can still listen. Why do you think we got technology? Technology ain't for you to waste your life away.
Right.
Technology is to help get the gospel out.
Amen.
That's why it was made. Amen. And we thank God for it. But we need to keep it under the banner of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I think it's time to apply a token to these things.
I
really do. I think we all need to discipline ourselves enough to just put the dumb thing away for a while.
Sure.
Every day. Every day. I even heard a guy talking about it. He said, well, I use it for an alarm clock. He said, go buy you one.
Right.
He said, they're $8. He said, you know what? I'll buy you one. Get that thing away. And if the world can recognize that the phone is really a cell for the human soul, how much more us believers to recognize it?
Sure.
And apply the token to it. You say, I can't overcome it. I didn't tell you to.
Right.
I said, apply the token.
Amen.
I've got the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Lord, you're greater than this temptation.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I accept it for myself in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
And rise up, throw the thing across the room, and raise your hands to the glory of God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I'll tell you what, the best way to get out of trial is to praise your way out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What's that song of? The fire of sins, they will fall in Jesus' name. Oh my. Said, I can't remember. That's the chorus. A lot of people Oh my, they use the pray your way out of it. I don't believe in praying your way out all the time. Sometimes you got to praise your way out.
Amen.
I mean, I wish I could remember that. Defy those chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. What's that song? Oh, mercy. We'll all know it after service. And then we'll all sing it all day and we'll praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for His grace. Let me give you one more. You got a couple more minutes?
Yes.
Let's just worship Him first. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, blessed Jesus.
Oh, I praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to His name. Hallelujah.
Listen now. Out of the token 64, this one I'm closing. Here, make it plain now. And I want you sick people to get this. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
And that's sick in body and sick in soul too.
Sure.
Look. If I was starving to death, and I know a loaf of bread, say, cost a quarter. Well, now it's $5. But anyways, and along comes a brother and says, here's a quarter, Brother Branham. You're starving. Take this quarter. Now, you know, I can be just as happy with that quarter in my hand as I can with the bread in my hand because I got the purchase price. I've got the token that gets the bread. And right there is the bread. The only thing, I'm holding the token. The quarter that buys the bread, I can be just as happy with the token as I can be with the bread. Now, real quick, I just want to throw this in. A lot of people want God to hand them the bread. He tried that with the children of Israel. It only worked for one day, and that was it. But when they finally had to take the promise and go out and make their own bread, then it could sustain them all the time.
Amen.
He still gives you the purchasing price, but you got to go purchase it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the token that you have every redemptive thing that Jesus died for belongs to you. It's in your name.
Amen.
Oh, glory. That's a whole sermon in itself. Are you afraid to claim it? There's the challenge. Are you, not the church, not the pastor, are you afraid to claim it? That's in my name. My name is not, you know, Daniel Mack. It's not Jason Sproles. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This redemptive blessing was paid for me. And I accept it with the token in my heart.
Amen.
That'll settle it.
Yes,
that's it. Just as much as hand a quarter to a man over there and get you a gumball. It's the same thing. That's right. If I put it in my pocket and say, well, I don't know whether I can buy that bread or not, I'll starve to death. But remember, the merchant says, I have one requirement, Mr. Branham. 1.25 cents. You can have the loaf of bread. I got it. Amen. That settles it. That's the reason we don't see so many things done today. The token isn't displayed. The real token. Oh, we got all kinds of bogus, but I mean the real token. Look, then when we realize and present the token, the life that it took for the token, the blood speaks for us. The blood speaks for us. What the blood say on the cross? It is finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paid in full. Let me keep reading. Remember, the covenant blood was recognized with the token, and the word assures us of the promise. The token is a sign that the purchase is made for us. Now, if you're not included in that, well, of course, you'll never get nothing. You're just walking through a prayer line, walking back out, walking up to the altar and looking up and walking back out. But, oh, brother, when the token is placed upon in your heart, and you know it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ in you, something is happening. There isn't nothing going to turn you. You know where you belong.
Amen.
I just want to read that verse in Jude, you know, right here. Now take that to heart. How many believes you got the token?
Amen.
Now read this. Now listen to this. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Sometimes I think we skip that. He's not grudgingly saving you. He's going to present you with exceeding joy.
Yes.
You are the pearl of great price to Him. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Let's stand. Oh, Jesus. Praise Your holy name today, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I bless Your name. That's the song.
I bless your name.
Well, I want to sing that. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That just came to me. Y'all are definitely going to have to help me sing here. I don't know if that's in here now or not. It might be called something else, but that's all right. Let's, in prisoner's change. I think it's F dead. No, give me C. In prisoner's chain with bleeding. Help me now. Stripes. Paul and Silas prayed that night. Paul and Silas pray that night.
And in their pain.
And in their pain.
They began to sing.
They began to sing.
Their chains were loosed.
Their chains were.
I bless your name. Sing it now.
I bless your name. I bless your name.
I give you honor. I give you praise.
I give you honor. I give you praise. Truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Let's just, we'll figure that out here next time. Turn to 589 with me. Stay in the key F there, Dad. Just the chorus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many loves Him today? Oh, I bless your name, Lord Jesus. Go right to B flat right here. Or go to F. I can't even walk without you. Oh, my God. It goes right to B.
For I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, oh, and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, where I've learned to stand. Cause I can't even walk without you holding.
Just the chorus. Sing it with all your heart.
I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The mountains too high. Valleys too wide. Oh, down on.
Yes, Lord.
For I've learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you, Lord.
Aren't you grateful for the Lord today? Yes, Lord. Give Him praise.
Without you,
sing it to Him. Oh, not an idea, not a theory, but the living Jesus, the living Christ. He's alive.
And the valleys is too wide. Down on my knees, Lord, I've learned to stand. I can't even walk without you
more time all together, just like that. Pour your heart out now.
Oh, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains is too high.
Oh, and
the valleys is too wide.
Down on my knees,
yes,
where
Lord.
I learned to stand.
It's because of you, Lord.
Oh, Lord,
I can't even
walk without you holding my hand.
Bow your heads today. I feel the Holy Spirit here. Oh, Lord, thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, you might feel in despair. You might feel you can't walk another step. I'm here to tell you, the Lord Jesus never wanted you to walk it in the first place. He wanted to do it for you. How about you just get your faith where it needs to be? Get it off yourself. If you're living in sin, repent. Get that out of your life and jump into the hands of the Savior. Let Him hold you up into His bosom and carry you over as Abraham had held Lazarus. He was in the bosom of Abraham, safe across the chasm. And that rich man who thought he had everything he needed was now in a torment of flame. And he couldn't even get his tongue cool. Oh, brother, sister, don't sell out the word for anything. Hallelujah, with every head bowed and your heart as well. If you've ever been sincere, be sincere now. I don't know where every heart is, but I know that the one that's here does. And I believe He's discerned our hearts this whole service. If you see yourself coming up short, it's time to quit relying on your faith and come to the faith of God. Is there anyone say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need the grace of God today. God bless you. There's no shame in that. Come and get right. Don't play games with it. Are you not listening to scriptures? The Bible said in the last days we would be unthankful, ungrateful, disobedient to parents, unkind, not even natural affection. And brothers and sisters, you find yourself that way, you got nowhere to go but Calvary. Don't even come to me. You come to me, it'll fail again. But if you can meet Calvary, if you can meet the blood, get that life out of you and get the new life in, hallelujah, you'll never be the same. Hallelujah. I heard Brother Nathan preaching this last Wednesday. Oh, how many believes the Holy Spirit's here? Oh, I know He is. I believe He's calling hearts. Look, if you got to fall right there and give your heart to the Lord, you do that. Amen. Don't you worry about nobody else. Don't get in some form and ritual. You accept your healing right there and you want to give a shout of praise, you do it right now. Hallelujah. This is He's the one that runs the church. Hallelujah. As Brother Branham said, I just read it. Hallelujah. It says, we might say amen about the Catholics and about the Presbyterian and so forth, but what about when it comes home? We got a false absolute. There is nothing higher in the Bible in the church than the elder of that church. It's a sovereign church, and the Holy Spirit works in any way He wants to. He dwells among His people. Hallelujah. Brother Nathan was preaching at the end of the service there. And he's dealing with some problems of people wanting to do things that they know is not the Word. And other people coming in wanting to do something about it. And he says, brother, what do you want me to do? He says, I preach it just as hard as I can against sin and preach the thing that's right. And that's all we can do. Brother Branham said the same thing that came to him. He said, the women get worse and worse. He said, it's a shame. He said, our sisters are getting tighter dresses and cutting their hair and acting like the world. And he says, what do you want me to do about it? I preach it. I believe it. I don't compromise, but I can't make the people do it. Brother, sister, I preach this word as hard as I know how. I preach it against myself. I preach it against my own conscience, because I ain't relying on my conscience. I'm relying on the conscience of the Word of God by the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right here, right now, the Holy Spirit's trying to penetrate some hearts. Don't you build walls, you tear those down. You got a wall of pride, tear it down. There's no pride in the kingdom. We all saved by the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. You got a wall of formality. It's got to happen a certain way. The devil keep that up all day on you. But if you can recognize, the voice of God came today. It spoke to me. It told me the real absolute was God's word. It told me that the real keeping power wasn't what I could do, but what Jesus already did for me. Is there anyone who say, Lord Jesus, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want it in my soul. Hallelujah, I want to be changed. Lord, I believe in overcoming power, but I don't want to just talk about it. I want it to live in my heart. Now look, when you get ready to apply that token, if he reveals something to you, you got to do. You got to take away. You need to be obedient. Look, the Israelites had the blood. They had the promise. They had to put it on the door. So you've got to obey. You're still living in the things of the world. It's time to get rid of it, brother, sister. Don't let the devil tell you love that stuff. That ain't you. That's sin trying to get in your members. The real you on the inside, I believe, is a son or daughter of God, or you wouldn't be here right now. I believe God's brought everyone here, and he wants everyone filled with the Holy Ghost. He wants everyone with their token in their hand, ticket punched, ready to go to heaven. He wants every sick person right now to receive healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, receive it. Just tell the devil, go away. I'm done fussing with you. Hallelujah, you're trying to take my praise away. I'm giving it back to the Lord. You're trying to take my joy away. I'm going to give it to the Lord, whether I feel it or not. Oh, Jesus, you're worthy. Hallelujah, you feel dependent on the Lord? Good, that's the way you need to live. Totally dependent on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe each one of you have come to that place now. I ain't presuming. I feel the Holy Spirit here in such a sweet way. He's still inviting you to grace. Soon, I'm telling you, don't heed this warning. If you believe me to be a man of God, the door of grace is so closing so fast. Don't turn him down. Don't wait another minute. Soften your heart before him and say, Lord, I know what's right. I know what I should do to serve you. And I can see where I've fallen short. I can see where I've resisted your will. But Lord, I come and I acknowledge it. I bring it before you. I'm not hiding it, Lord. I want it to go in the blood. I want to serve you right. Cleanse me, Lord, for service. Fill me with your spirit. Maybe you've already received the Holy Ghost, but I know how the devil winds you back up again. But God sent his deliverance here today. Don't struggle, rest. Believe it. He invites you back. He doesn't want you to grovel on the ground. You might be a prodigal son today. That don't mean nothing. You're still a son. Kill the fatted calf. We're rejoicing. For my son that was dead is now alive. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said that the angels rejoice more over one sinner that repents than 99 righteous persons. Oh, just come under the blood. I've got my hands as well. Lord Jesus, let that blood just give us a fresh cleansing. Lord, I believe you're leading this church to a great work for the Lord, a great work for the kingdom of God. The world won't think nothing of it, but Lord, we believe it's the word of God made flesh. Lord, we believe you're moving us, Lord, into higher spheres of your grace and mercy. Let us believe with all our hearts for our salvation, for our redemption, for our healing, for our families. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, saints. Look, I've done all I can. I'm just his servant. I'm just a messenger. I'm telling you, every redemptive blessing's in the room. It's all wound up in him. Oh, hallelujah. You just feel that atmosphere begin to change. People begin to pull on the gifts of God. Thank you, Lord. Remember. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's still God. All Brother Branham did when he discerned was let God speak through him. God already knew all about it. And God already knows all about your problem. He already knows where you've resisted it. He already knows where you tried to compromise and think it was going to work. It's not going to work. Just repent. Get right. Hallelujah. Got an expression in the world. It's going all in. Just go all in. You don't need a plan B. We got the greatest plan ever written. It was written in eternity. Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel led. I can't. Normally I'd have you come up. I don't feel led to do that. I feel that He's that close to you. You don't need me to intercede. Oh, glory. Those of you that's pressed the battle to get here, don't leave here defeated. You got enough faith to get here. I have enough faith to receive it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just pray, Father, I've done all I know how to do. Lord, I pray that the children of God, that the faith in their heart would rise and it would buckle the armor on tighter and put the helmet on, get the shield up and not lay it down and let Satan take over their lives, but it get up and quench the fiery darts of the enemy. The sword of the Spirit get back in their hand. That word of God would come back on their lips. They begin to take the promises that you've given to them back. Lord, hear the heart's cry of your people. I see some sincere hearts. Lord, they want to be right. The devil will keep everything in front of them to keep them from surrendering. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you get away from these people. They've been redeemed by the blood. And today is a day of salvation. Lord Jesus, fill every heart today. Fill them with a new, Lord, not don't let a one miss it. Lord, I pray with all my heart. Don't let a one miss it. Let them have their token in their hand. Ready to go before this tribulation comes. Grant it, Lord, I pray. Hear their hearts cry in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Let's just let the Holy Spirit move. Oh, hallelujah. You won't get this in a denomination. You might think I'm crazy. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, hallelujah. Yield yourself. You're a part of the bride of Christ. He needs your vessel just the same as He needs mine. The eye can't be the hand can't be the eye, but together we can make a body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's it, brother, sister. That's it. Total surrender. Just surrender it all. Oh, Jesus, press through that veil. Come out a different person. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why we came today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for a group of people that believe in the moving of the Holy Ghost still. Oh, Lord, let that word penetrate every heart. Thank you, Jesus. Down to the children, to the oldest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep pressing on until it happens. Until you just have that joy and that burden begins to lift off and the life comes in you. It'll put a skip in your step. It'll give you a heart beating with the love of God. It'll make you love your enemy. It'll make the sun shine brighter. Hallelujah. It'll make you believe all things truly are possible. Hallelujah. God set us a prophet. He gave us a wave sheaf all by grace. Don't go back in the law. Accept it by grace that the same God has come to you and given you the same promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you don't know it, 508, just keep worshiping. He wasn't looking at me when He took me in. Just lift your hands and praise Him. He wasn't looking at my heart. I was blacked by sin. that was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood. He was looking at the blood. Flowing rich and free. Flowing rich and free. It's still flowing today. That precious blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, hurts me. Hallelujah. He wasn't looking at me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe it with all my heart, Father.
Wasn't looking at my heart.
Oh, hallelujah.
That was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood.
Flowing rich and free.
That precious blood. That covers me.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Wasn't looking at me.
And I'm grateful for that.
When he took me in.
Lord Jesus, man.
He wasn't looking at my heart. That was blacked by sin. He was looking at the blood. And free, that precious blood.
That do you believe that? Can you give him a wave off for today? Oh, yes,
he wasn't looking at me.
Thank you, Jesus.
When he took me in, he wasn't looking at my heart. That was blacked by sin.
He was looking at the blood,
flowing rich and free. That precious blood that covers me.
Oh, hallelujah. We praise your name today, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you so much, Father.
Praise God.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace, mercy, and power.
God, praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Praise God.
Blessed be the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, he's worthy.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, accept that victory today.
Praise
oh, hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise thy name, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank
I just love this atmosphere of worship and praise.
Hallelujah.
I believe there's been a great victory won for the kingdom of God today. How many believes that with all your heart? Amen. How many can say the Lord's touched you? How many can say that something's different in your heart? You say, well, I don't know, brother. Just you got to keep pressing it. You got to keep believing. Don't never let the promise of God go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come out of despair today. Come into the grace of God. God didn't send us a message of a law. He sent us the message of grace.
Right,
and redeemed us by
praise
his blood.
God,
believe it with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we just need to confess it. Even in song, I think we need to confess it in our lives. We need to do it everywhere we go. Give God praise.
Hallelujah.
This
Jesus.
Is the truth in our
praise
lives.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe the new birth is instantaneous, brother, sister. I really do. God gets a hold of you. But don't you worry about all the rest of it. He'll take care of that. You just stay soft before him. You still say, Lord, just
hallelujah,
keep leading me.
Jesus.
I might not understand everything.
Praise God,
I might not
praise
even really
God.
Know how to serve you. But
thank
Lord, I'm just going to do what I can. All
praise
I know how to do is say amen. I'm just going to do that, Lord. And if all I know how to do
Jesus.
Is love on you and
hallelujah,
say thank
Father.
You, Jesus, and tell the world about you. Lord, let me be found
praise
faithful.
God.
Wherever you take me, Lord, let me be found just faithful
oh,
as I can be
I
with the
you,
word.
Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this church
praise God.
Has many things that God wants to do. He's given me even a vision for it, brother, sister. And I believe in timing and things, but
praise
the gifts of the
God.
Spirit in
thank
each one here.
Jesus.
I really
hallelujah,
do. I know
Father.
It. And God's going to use
praise
it.
Praise God.
Amen. Just humble yourself. And brother, sister, just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be the Christian that you are ordained to be.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah. God will keep us from stumbling. Remember, He's the one keeping us from falling. He's the one to keep us out of fanaticism.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that's going to keep this gospel train just a trugging forward with the power of God. How many received your healing right now? Receive it in the name of Jesus. That's right,
sister.
Amen, amen. That's right. It's not. I'm not trying to brag on anything but Jesus Christ. The blood does it, brother, sister.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Does it? It'll free your heart from sin. Yes, it will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll preach it with all my heart. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to worship the Lord before we go. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
How many believes every promise today is yours?
Amen.
Amen. If you don't know it, we're going to worship the Lord a little while. Whatever you feel led to do, I want you to do that today. It's 2017, brother, sis. So let's start it out right. Amen. Let's start it out. Not Happy New Year. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you. God bless you. God be with you. God give you strength. God, you're a child of God, my brother. You're a child of God, my sister. We're going to make this thing because He's made it for us. Every promise is ours. Let's sing today as we go.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.
I believe it, Lord.
Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line.
I thank the Lord for it.
I am trusting.